All right, we're going to talk about carbon storage. We've talked about this a lot on this program because Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota are all impacted by the Summit carbon pipeline. But this is a different carbon situation. This is a plan to bury carbon under farmland and under the town of Clymers, Indiana. It's being sold as a pro-climate action. It's a way to address global warming. And yeah, we've heard that before. We've heard that same story about the carbon dioxide pipeline in the upper Midwest. We need this to fight climate change. When that argument no longer became popular, they dropped it like a hot potato. So the carbon sequestration proposal for Clymers, it's also involving ethanol plants. And it also involves, not surprisingly, being paid for by a federal tax credit called the 45Q tax credit. And again, no pipelines involved in this. They want to just basically pump it underground. A nearby ethanol plant would put it underground under the town of Clymers and under neighboring farmland. Clymers is a small, declining town. And every time I use the word decline describing a small town, I'm saddened by it, but it is unfortunately more common than not. And Clymers is already dealing with decline, but along with that, pollution from various industrial agricultural facilities, that includes a fertilizer supplier, a hazardous waste recycling company, and also the giant ethanol plant that wants to sequester this carbon underground. So one of the specific impacts of that pollution, too, is that it's contaminated well water. We'll talk more about that later. And also just the impact on sewage facilities. And I'd have to imagine that it would impact air quality as well. So a while back, residents got this great letter from the company that wants to build this thing. And it was asking them to accept money every year in exchange for having this carbon sink under their properties. And you want to know the glorious sum of money that the company is offering to pay people? $150. Come on, you're for real? I mean, in Iowa, when we were up against the Dakota Access Pipeline, and even still with the carbon dioxide pipeline, and we're looking at figures in the tens of thousands of dollars being offered. And again, none of that even comes close to what people who have wind turbines on their property earn, because they get paid every year between $8,000 and $10,000 every year for every turbine. So this is like a joke, $150 a year. Okay, I thought it was a joke. Apparently it's not. And apparently the company behind this proposal is Anderson's Renewables. Don't we love the name Anderson? And we love the word renewable, right? So this has got to be great. And the company, they claim that their proposal, quote, is a safe, established technology with the rigorous permitting, engineering, and monitoring process to protect groundwater, public health, and the surrounding environment. The proposed project would capture carbon dioxide from the ethanol production process, compress it, and then inject it deep underground, more than 3,000 feet, into geological formations identified for permanent storage. Doesn't that sound great, folks? Safe, again, based on what? Based on what? This is, quote, a new technology. Established, again, it's a new technology. And, and for how long is this really going to be stored? Well, a funny thing there. They say they're going to pump it 3,000 feet underground. Now, I believe that these companies will say whatever they feel they have to say to win public opinion and to win congressional support for whatever they need. They're going to say whatever they have to say. In other words, they're going to lie through their teeth. They don't give a dang. So Summit, again, the pipeline company here in Iowa, here in Iowa that wants to have this vast network of pipelines covering five states, their original video, they said they would pump it 5,000 feet underground, a mile underground, over a mile, and that it would be underground for over 1 million years. How do you possibly even say that with any credibility? We can't say anything about anything for 1 million years. So Anderson's Renewables, great company name, guess what? Partly owned by a subsidiary of Marathon Oil. So, same situation in Iowa. The pipeline proposal here, the carbon dioxide proposals, involves big oil. Valero is one of the partners here. And, you always hear about big oil and ethanol fighting each other. Ethanol wants more of a share of the market. Big oil doesn't want ethanol to be able to, you know, to expand year-round. But, you know, it's really big oil and big ethanol versus small towns, right? Versus landowners, versus farmers. And, in fact, a little quote in The Guardian really points this out really well. Quote, oil industry companies are often sponsors and benefactors of these projects. Okay, we know that. And now you know it too. So here's the big story. What's proposed for Little Climbers, Indiana, is happening in dozens of places across the U.S. And this is going to be a bigger story, folks. As of now, it looks like the EPA is set to approve these projects. Okay? This is the EPA that, you know, fought, that supposedly Trump was going to make sure it defended the little guy. It didn't let crazy, wild-eyed environmentalists come in and tell farmers what they could do and couldn't do with the little streamlet running across their land. Both Democratic and Republican presidential administrations, all of them, have supported these plans in the past. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times Kathy and I lobbied Joe Biden to, you know, clarify where he stood on pipelines, where he stood on carbon dioxide, to where he stood on oil pipelines. Actually, I think I got to say that was lobbying Biden was barely, but pre-carbon dioxide pipeline. But the arguments were the same. Are you going to allow companies, big companies, to take federal money, tax money, taxpayer money, to build things across farmers' and landowners' property that they don't want, using eminent domain to do it? And that's one reason I got poked in the chest by Joe Biden. Anyway, and it was the Biden administration that authorized this lucrative tax credit, the 45Q tax credit program, through the Inflation Reduction Act. And, you know, along comes President Trump calling climate change a hoax. Again, one of the original arguments for the CO2 pipelines is it's going to help fight climate change. We're going to take that carbon dioxide that would be going up into the atmosphere, creating all this carbon pollution. We're going to put it underground where it's, quote, safe for a million years. And so, you know, Trump hates everything about climate change, hates everything about Joe Biden, and has gone the extra mile to try to squelch all wind power projects, solar projects, any kind of climate initiative. The Trump administration tries to crush it. Well, you know what? There's one that he's okay with. That's the so-called climate initiative involving the 45Q tax credits that allowed these carbon dioxide pipelines to be built. And that also allow carbon sequestration without pipelines to happen in places like Climbers, Indiana. So some have called what's happening now a carbon capture gold rush. All this federal money. It's not, you know, when I say federal money, I mean your money, my money, our money, going to the federal government and then being doled out to big oil and big ethanol companies. I don't have the name in front of me, but there was somebody who, an industry insider, I wish maybe that name is escaping me because it was anonymous. But the industry insider warns that a, quote, huge wave of these kinds of carbon capture projects is about to be approved. A small project like the one in Climbers that sequesters, say, 200,000 tons of carbon per year, that can earn $17 million just from the 45Q tax credits. And again, some of these projects are going to be huge. They're going to be earning a lot more than that. And when I say earning, you know, I really shouldn't use that word because they're not earning. They're milking the public, you know, the tax cow that we pay for, that Congress, and in this case, a Democratic president followed by a Republican president, feel very inclined just to dole out that money to big interests. There's an MIT professor, Charles Harvey. He's a civil and engineering, environmental engineering. And he helped start one of the world's first companies devoted to sequestering carbon dioxide. And it was done on the premise of, hey, let's address climate change by pumping this stuff somewhere safe instead of up into the atmosphere. But you know what? That was back in early 2000s that he worked on that he came up with that company. Now, he is a staunch opponent of this strategy. Quoting Harvey, quote, it's just the stupidest way to reduce emissions. It is loved by the industry because it's a subsidy for whatever they're already doing. And to be clear, people, there is not just a waste of our tax dollars. There's pollution that goes along with this. There will be leaks, just like with oil pipelines. There will be leaks. People will die. People haven't died yet, but they sure came close in Sadarshi, Mississippi, when a pipeline carrying carbon dioxide down there ruptured years ago. I think, 49 people were sent to the hospital, and it really is amazing that none of them died. So, yeah, and there have already been leaks in neighboring Illinois, next to Indiana. There have already been leaks in Illinois. Archer Daniels Midland, ADM. They leaked a salty brine into unauthorized underground areas that were 5,000 feet deep in 2024, just 2 years ago. And later in 2024, at the ADM plant in Decatur, Illinois, that plant had to be idled after more contaminants were detected. So the EPA, of course, issued a notice of violation, and perhaps ADM got a slap on the wrist. But now the EPA under Trump is again preparing to authorize all kinds of additional projects. So, you know, and again, these leaks happen, folks. Here in Iowa, the Dakota Access Pipeline has seen a few minor leaks, nothing major yet. We haven't had the big one. There have been big ones all over the country. And actually, you should search for Wikipedia list of oil spills. This is fascinating. When you pull that up, my kudos to whoever is doing the updating on that, because it's amazing that they have it updated as soon as anything happens. And as you scroll down, you, like me, probably will be absolutely astounded as to how long is that list of spills and leaks. So, again, back to Indiana, residents of climbers were told by company officials at a meeting that the carbon storage was perfectly safe and couldn't leak. And a farmer, Dennis Kroom, quoted in one story, said, I said that's bullcrap. And you know what? I can say that on an FCC regulated station. I'm so happy about that. I said that's bullcrap. I'm worried about my well, said Dennis Kroom, a farmer. And he refused to sign the form offering him $150 an acre to accept the plan. But get this. Indiana state law essentially removes his individual right to reject that payment, to reject the proposal. You know, he may be stuck with having to have that stuff pumped under his land. Climbers may be sitting on a cloud of carbon dioxide against their will. You know, again, just to conclude with Kroom here, I'm trying to look out for our grandkids, he said. He has 11 of them living nearby. We got to do something for the environment.